Now it's time for Top Shelf. Now, Sydney barrister Stuart Littlemore has had a rich and diverse career, from being a TV journalist in the 60s. He was the first presenter of ABC Television's Media Watch, and of course he's a Queen's Counsel. More recently, he's turned his attention to writing fiction, which draws on his legal background. His first novel, Harry Curry, Counsel of Choice, came out last year. Now the second in the series has hit the shelves. It's called Harry Curry, The Murder Book. So when he's not writing or in court, what art does Stuart Littlemore turn to? He told us his favourites for Top Shelf.
I'd start with Geoffrey Smart's self-portrait at the entrance to the Kyle Expressway tunnel. It's called Kyle Expressway. That's a picture he painted, I think, in the 50s, and I remember seeing it as a child and being amazed that an Australian artist could produce a work out of his own environment of that power and that recognisability. And then I'd go back to the earliest of the great Australian artists who wasn't Australian at all, and John Glover, and his painting, one of his great Tasmanian landscapes, the title of which is A View of the Artist's House and Garden, Mills Plains, Van Diemen Land. It's that wonderful mannered form of very early 19th century painting where the European artists just could not paint gum trees. And it is so un-Australian. It's this struggle by a brilliant, brilliant painter to try and represent a landscape that he just cannot handle. But it's a wonderful, wonderful picture. And then I'd go to the Louvre for Géricault's Raft of the Medusa, which I also saw in reproduction as a very young man. And the power and desperation of that picture. I took my children there to the Louvre when they were little to see it. And they've always called it, and all those Delacroix and that whole series, adventure paintings, because there's so much going on. The Raft of the Medusa shows, I don't know, half a dozen, eight men on a raft after the sinking of their ship, the Medusa. And they're all obviously starving. They are desperate. Their clothes are ripped. The gestures towards probably a passing ship or the hope for rescue. It's all about the hope for rescue. It's a wonderful, stormy, violent, desperate picture. Then I'd take any of Pablo Picasso's portraits of Jacqueline, which I just think are the most superb technical painting that people reacted so strongly against when they were done, that they didn't show a real person. Nothing could be more real than the way he puts those planes and surfaces together. That just wonderful, wonderful, evocative picture. And you would know that woman wherever you saw her. The last artist I want to talk about is a Victorian painter, David Fraser, who lives in Castlemaine. You have to say Castlemaine for Victorians. David is a brilliant young Australian. The ABC did a very good documentary on him about, I think, 3-4 years ago. He's a great painter of Wimmera landscapes where he grew up. They're very often about loneliness. He's done a series called Roof Boy, which are sort of self-portraits of him sitting on the ridge of little country houses, and they're about loneliness as well. And my favourite of his all is a wood engraving called Lest We Forget, which is the most wonderful picture that he engraved into boxwood in that very traditional 15th century skill, and very few people can do it, of a man on Anzac Day in a suit. You can see every texture in this man's suit, and all the buttons are done up, and he's walking towards the artist wearing his tie and his medals. An old bloke, the suit's too big for him. It's about country towns and loss of country towns, and he's wearing his shone shoes, and he's walking on sort of cobbles with grass growing between them. The detail is unbelievable. The whole thing's only about 4 inches square, maybe 5 inches square, but it is so lovingly and perfectly engraved into this timber. It's the most powerful picture.
On RN novelist and barrister Stuart Littlemore with his top shelf picks.